For the indigenous people, the shamanic medicine wheel has been the most powerful path towards healing and completion from time immemorial. The shaman never transforms an issue on the layer of its manifestation, but by changing the layer of perception. And there are certain power animals related to all of these layers of perception, archetypal energies, board and accompany the divine process of transformation. In this way, a problem becomes a chance, pain becomes a source of power, and every experience becomes a gift.
We start in the south with the archetypal energy of the snake. In many cultures, it is the oldest symbol of healing. In our culture, the rod of Asclepius, a symbol of the medical estate, is enwinded by a snake. It is capable of shedding its skin very fast, letting go of the old, and thus represents the energy of renewal. It teaches us to shed our past, the story of our life so far as it sheds its skin. By healing our old emotional wounds, we transform them into sources of our power. We are able to develop compassion and thereby grow personally as well as spiritually. The snake, Pachamama, also represents feminine energy and fertility, as well as knowledge and sexuality. Sexuality in its aspect is life force, driving towards conjunction and creativity. So, in moving into the south, we view our issue through the eyes of the snake. Through them, everything is as it appears. Without judging, without evaluating, we look at the situation with whoever and whatever that we want to transform as it presents itself in a now moment, with every aspect it encompasses.
And now consciously step into the west and enter the domain of the jaguar. Here it is essential to feel through and let go of all heavy emotions and thoughts. The jaguar represents courage and vitality. It teaches you to live bravely, facing your fear and letting go of it. It knows that fear brings us separation. Fear separates us from ourselves, from nature, and from spirit, because fear is the absence of love. In this way, the jaguar encourages you to step out of old structures and dependencies, out of the roles of victim, perpetrator, and savior, in order to become truly free. The black jaguar, the female archetype, is the guardian of the jungle and deeply connected to Mother Earth. She moves alongside the river, always connected to the dynamic of life. The golden jaguar, the male one, embodies the power and beauty of sunrise and sunset. During his long wanderings through the jungle, he explores everything, the whole area, up to the highest peak. And so, he represents ultimate freedom. The conjunction of this male and female energies is pure power and love, divine union. The jaguar perfectly sees in the dark, reads the tracks, and walks safely between the worlds. It teaches you the way beyond life and death, and helps you to understand the becoming and passing of all forms, as well as the infinity of your true being. Thus you free yourself from the past and truly arrive in the presence, the here and now. In this way you release everything that has become visible in the domain of the snake in order to make space for the new, for that which your heart truly desires.
After the archetypal power of the jaguar has devoured the old, all that had to be released, all that had to die, we step towards the north and thereby into the archetypal power of the colibri. It connects us to our ancestors and reminds us of our ancient knowledge. Being a very small bird, it is not optimally equipped for traveling long distances. And still, it embarks on the long journey from Brazil to Canada every year. In doing that, it answers an inner call without asking itself how it will acquire its next meal or if it is even capable of succeeding in its task. It teaches us to hear the call of our soul clearly. After having done our healing work in the south and in the west, and to answer it, to courageously embark on our own hero's journey. Even if we don't know whether we will have enough time, money, and youthful zest left, we consequently and devotedly follow the call of our heart and are transparent in doing so. We stand by ourselves and our path, no matter what other people may think. With the help of the colibri, we can accept our previous experiences as important parts of the journey of our life. At best, we are thankful for all that we have learned, for the gift that may at times take the shape of bitter medicine, because there is a gift contained in every experience. The attitude, "it is as it is," enables us to stop fighting and defending ourselves, externally as well as internally. Thus we are capable to step into our true being and to surrender to life.
In the domain of the eagle, all boundaries dissolve and you become one with all that is. The mighty eagle connects you to wisdom and to the knowledge that you are the creator of your life. It teaches you to keep your eye on the big picture as well as on the minute detail and to understand the deeper meaning behind everything. With a vision in your heart, you learn to trust and to fly wing to wing with the Great Spirit. Here you dive deeply into the plethora of all possibilities and bring to life your heart's deepest and truest visions. And in the end, consciously step into the middle of the medicine wheel, the place of the stars, and remember that you yourself are made of starlight, and that you are a spiritual being having a human experience.